open and ready to help. Did you lose a job? Has your family income been cut? This might be the first time you've walked down this road, but you aren't alone. Learn where to get help by visiting brafb.org/find help or go to wchv.com.
Today, morning rain gives way to a little bit of sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures able to top out in the mid to upper 70s.
Raining at 61 degrees outside the Automated Office System studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Two major projects will begin next week that will aim to improve safety at the Interstate 64, Route 29 interchange.
One of the projects will eliminate the loop entrance ramp to eastbound 64 from US 29 and the merge that it creates on the interstate. The loop ramp will be replaced by dual left turn lanes on 29 south onto a ramp that currently serves 29 north to 64 east.
Governor Ralph Northam signed 9 pieces of legislation on Thursday from the 2020 General Assembly session, including a new 2-year state budget.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced that $1 billion in loan guarantees is now available to help rural businesses and agricultural producers. If you'd like to find out if you qualify, you can go to rd.usda.gov and find your USDA Rural Development State Office for information.
The Women's Committee presented Sentara Martha Jefferson with a nearly $200,000 check to help women's programs at the hospital. The money was raised through events like Martha's Market, In the Pink Tennis Tournament, and Squash Cancer Squash Tournament.
The generous donation of almost $200,000 is just something we're honored to receive, and it just helps us really take extraordinary care of our patients.
Over 27 years, the Women's Committee has raised $5.7 million for Sentara Martha Jefferson.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 62 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that keeps you in touch all weekend long wherever you are. Download that free smartphone app from the Google Play or iTunes Store or WCHV.com.
You wanted to do something good for yourself, so you did it. You made the resolution to quit smoking. Quitting can be hard, but you can do it. You may just need a little help, and help is available. Call the Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or go to quitnow.net/Virginia. Quitting smoking can be hard, but you can do it, and we can help. Call the Quit Line. Now's the time. You can do it. You got this.
Seminole Square Shopping Center, located north of downtown Charlottesville on Route 29. Seminole Square Shopping Center remains open to serve the community during these unprecedented times. For a list of shops and restaurants that are providing modified services, including takeout and curbside pickup, and to find information on how you can support local businesses, please visit shop@SeminoleSquare.com. That's shop@SeminoleSquare.com. We are all in this together.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Stock futures were pointing to a move lower at the open as traders brace for escalating tensions between the U.S. and China. That also hit stocks yesterday on Wall Street, as well as those jobless claims numbers showing that another 2.4 million Americans sought unemployment benefits last week amid the coronavirus pandemic.